This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. It's been more than a week since the fatal shooting of a man by police in London. The killing of Mark Duggan sparked the riots that have shaken England since. But many people are divided over the real reasons behind the riots. How much is due to the current recession, for example, or alienation amongst young people, or boredom, or, as some have suggested, is poor parenting even to blame? To help us understand the situation for young people in the UK, we turn to the cultural critic and novelist, Jaron Adebayo. He joins us from our London Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Jackie. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Now, you grew up in North London, in a neighborhood next door to Tottenham. It's a different time, of course. But what do you make of these riots? Are they political, would you say, in any sense? Or do you see them as something quite different?
I think they're political in the sense that they've grown out of certain, you know, social conditions that are going on. But they're very different, a very different type of politics we've seen this time from, if you like, the politics that animated the last UK riots in the early 80s. Those riots were often sparked out of overzealous policing and discriminatory policing in black communities. And there was a very clear kind of, if you like, anti-racist politics involved in those times, whereas these times have been very much, I think a newspaper called these riots the shopping riots, and there's been a politics around consumerism and a kind of slightly juvenile, slightly ill thought through, I think, politics among the youth. I mean, a few days after the riots began, when young people were being asked, you know, why are you rioting, they began mentioning more sort of, you know, government cuts, recession. But it's very common that, if you like, as soon as people know that they're allowed to say that we're doing something because of government cuts or lack of role models, you know, they tend to mouth things that are in the social or media ether quite quickly. I take those kind of reactions with a slight pinch of salt. And I mean, I really do think that, like, these riots could have happened 5 years ago, you know, i.e. that they're not really linked to, for example, current government cuts for youth workers and other sort of public service and youth-oriented organisations.
What is the reality for the average working-class teen living in the UK?
We're facing a position where, if like, there are long-term structural problems around giving people, especially men who tend to have more self-esteem placed around their work, or what they're doing to bring home the bacon. There's a problem around what these people are going to do and how you're going to get them to invest in what you might call normative societal values. And there's a long-term problem which hasn't truly been addressed, partly because some of the problem was masked over in the pre-recession years, you know, by the fact that this country basically, that the standard of living in this country was increasing. Some of this problem has arisen just over things like, you know, when I was young, there were less cars on the road, so it was easier for young people, for example, in one-class neighborhoods to play, you know, on the street and to find ways to entertain themselves. These days, it's slightly harder for them to do certain kinds of social activities. So there is a kind of a level of boredom and alienation and just not a commitment to the values that have, if you like, kept society to some degree, you know, cohesive for many years.
What lessons have been learned? I mean, it's early days yet, but Prime Minister David Cameron's office is said to be consulting with William Bratton, who was superintendent of police in L.A. and New York City and credited with reducing crime in L.A. after the 1992 riots there. Mm. There has been certainly talk about more policing. As we said, it's early, but any lessons?
Well, I think that if society wants to work well, that we find a way of giving people more respect for values other than, if you like, material values. Because in a very material world, there will be haves and have-nots. And it's very important that either have-nots or have-lesses can get a sense of pride and esteem for things other than to do with the things that they own. And it's very important that leaders and people of influence start giving messages that we value you as a person for reasons other than what you own, your ability to hustle the system, be you a banker and all this. You know, we have to give people a sense of these other values so that their esteem doesn't just lie in what they own. And only, I think that's the only long-term solution to these problems.
Jaron Adebayo joined us from London. He's the author of the novels Some Kind of Black and My Once Upon a Time. Thanks so much for being with us today.
No worries. Thank you, Jackie.